never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is Dr. Terry Ann Scott. She's an assistant professor of history at Hood College in Frederick. Her upcoming book, scheduled for release in the new year, is called Lynching and Leisure, The Transformation of Mob Violence in Texas. Terry, it's good to see you.
Nice to see you as well.
So you want to recommend a couple of books. One was written 50 or so years ago. It's called Coming of Age in Mississippi by Ann Moody.
Yes, and I should mention that I am rereading that, perhaps for the 10th time. That's how wonderful it is. I've assigned it to my classes numerous times, and it's always been a student favorite. Ann Moody was a civil rights activist. She was a member of Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, and in the book, she writes her story, and she starts from when she was a youth in 1940s Mississippi, and she allows the reader to really explore why Mississippi was so insular, that in fact it was subject to the same Jim Crow regime as the rest of the South and even parts of the North, but why there was this Mississippi exceptionalism in the manner in which the violence and disenfranchisement really kind of kept a people captive. And she talks about her own advancement through that society and her entree into civil rights activism. And it really becomes a book about perseverance and overcoming seemingly insurmountable obstacles.
And it's interesting, you know, it was something as big as the civil rights movement. First of all, it's wonderful to hear from people who were right in the thick of it. And
absolutely.
Also, it was nuanced. It was different in Georgia than in Alabama, than in Mississippi, et cetera.
That's right. We tend to think of the civil rights movement as kind of this monolithic moment in time, when in fact it was not. And so she takes us into rural portions of Mississippi. And in portions of the book, she actually also ventures into Louisiana. And even her own story is interesting because the book functions in some ways as a catharsis. She writes it, and then we don't hear from her anymore, really.
You've got another book that you're recommending, which is just released earlier this year. It's called Booker T. Washington in American Memory. That's by Kenneth Hamilton. So another book about another famous figure in African-American history.
Absolutely. This one is on my list to read. This book has been about 20 years in the making. Professor Hamilton is a professor at Southern Methodist University in Dallas, and he published this book that he argues essentially will run counter to our modern image of Booker T. Washington. And so I always think of Booker T. Washington very much in opposition to the ideologies of W.E.B. Du Bois, for instance. What he is exploring is Booker T. Washington in American memory in the immediate postmortem era, and saying that the way that the world kind of interpreted him and lauded him in that moment runs very counter to how we think of him today.
Dr. Terry Ann Scott, she's an assistant professor of history at Hood College, and she's recommending Coming of Age in Mississippi by Ann Moody and Booker T. Washington in American Memory by Kenneth Hamilton. Dr. Scott's upcoming book, scheduled for release in the new year, is called Lynching and Leisure, The Transformation of Mob Violence in Texas. She's also working on a biography of basketball star Lenny Wilkins, which will be published in 2019. Terry, it's always good to see you. Thanks.
You too. Thank you.
What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can also check us out online at WIPR.org/What Are You Reading, where you can find details about all of the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WIPR. NPR, your NPR news station. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend and a wonderful holiday.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.